Hello, my dears. Welcome to this week's training session. Today, I'm going to do a session on congruency. And the title of this one is Being Congruent is Key to True Self-Fulfillment. So, I'm sure that you guys, unless you've been living under a rock for the last like 3, 4, 5 years, certainly the last kind of since Caitlyn Jenner came out, there's been a massive media interest in people who are transgender, people who are coming out and living the truth, and we're so much more newsworthy now than ever before. Why is that? It's not like transgender people are some form of human subspecies that someone's just discovered. You know, David Attenborough hasn't been walking around the Amazon and he's gone, and here we have the transgender person. It's like we've been in and around all sections of society for millennia. And if you look as far back as Roman times, if you look at indigenous populations, you know, Native Americans, that kind of stuff, they have like up to 5 genders of people. And why is that? It's because we have been around for millennia, and you know, I think the reason that we're newsworthy is because people see someone who isn't aligned with their true self, and then when they see someone who's being authentic, who's living a truth, who's not really conforming to a gender binary or a heteronormative gender ways of expression, then they're fascinated by that. But also, you know, a lot of people say the transgender people are inspiring, and it's something that I hear very, very often. People say to me, oh, you're amazing, you know, you're really, really brave, you've got loads of courage and stuff. And I'm like, really? You know, I'm just me, I'm just living my life. But I think it makes perfect sense, because a lot of people have certain elements of themselves that they want to do, things that they want to be, and they feel like they can't because they have to conform to society's levels of what normality is. So, I totally get why people say transgender people are inspiring to others, and I'm hoping that me sharing these stories with you in coaching sessions will inspire you to live your truth and be more aligned with who you are on the inside. I'm really passionate about authentic living and coaching others to live their truth, so this week's blog is looking specifically at that, living your truth or being congruent. Now, whilst this is a transgender woman's perspective, I want you to know it doesn't matter which area of your life you're trying to relate it to. It could be that you want to go down a new career path. It could be that you're in a relationship that you're really struggling with and you want to make that change, but you're really stuck and you don't know which way to turn. You know, it's all about living your truth and being congruent with who you are on the inside. I know this is difficult, you know, and I knew growing up that I was different, you know, from the age of around 4, as soon as I knew the difference between boy and girls, I wished I was a girl. And, you know, I've had to live with that my whole life. I've studied psychology for a long time. And one of the basic human drives is congruence. So the person who you are on the inside must align with the person you are on the outside. And when your everyday behaviour doesn't align with who you are on the inside, when you're unable to express your true self, when you're going through everyday life pretending not to be something that you're not, the effects can be massive. It can have a massive effect on your psychological well-being, your emotional well-being, and also your physical well-being. Have you ever heard people say that when you're stressed and stuff, it starts affecting your physical health? It's the same with this, you know. And I've looked at a lot of studies to kind of back up what I'm saying as well when I was doing this blog. It depends on which area of the world you look at, and the USA, Europe, and the rest of the world have different figures, but most agree on a range of between 41 to 47% of transgender people have tried to or have considered committing suicide at some point in their lives. Why is that? And I honestly believe it's because they're not being congruent. If you're trying to live as something that you're not, or you're struggling to align yourself being something that you're not, it can have that effect on you. And I know I'm not being flippant when I say this, because I've been there. I've tried to commit suicide when I was 23 years old, after I started, you know, looking at the idea of transitioning, and I saw this horrendous counsellor, I'll be using inverted commas, because she was awful, but you know, I didn't feel that I was going to be able to align myself with my true self, and therefore I tried to take my life, because at the end of the day, I knew I would never be happy being in the role I was in. But thankfully I wasn't successful. I'm able to now share my stories with others to help inspire them to live their truths. I know that this is focusing on the negative, and it's quite different to some of the training sessions that I've done, but it's dishonest of me and it would be wrong of me to say that being transgender is all positive, because it isn't, and life isn't either. But you know, there are some positive sides to it as well as negatives. It's like you can look at the glass and you can say it's half full, and you can say it's half empty. I mean, you saying to someone it's not half empty, it's half full, is wrong, because it's still half full, even when it's half empty. But it's all about perspective, it's about how you look at things, and the same with congruency. But I'm going to tell you now, living my truth and being congruent with who I am on the outside as to who I am on the outside, it's changed me like that. In 5 years, the person I am sitting in front of you now, speaking into this microphone, doing this podcast, compared to the person that I was 5 years ago, the change is absolutely phenomenal. You know, the effect that it's had on my life in terms of the relationships I have, the way I'm able to serve others compared to how they were pre-transition, it's like comparing chalk to cheese. It really is. The differences between the two characters and how they are, they're poles apart. I still have bad days, I still have sad days, but they're few and far between. And also the way I'm able to kind of embrace life and engage with change and everything else, I can't put it into words. You can see how I'm struggling with it, but you know, the person I am now is completely amazing, and I am so blown away with how happy I am, because I'm aligned with my truth, because who I am on the outside is aligned with who I am on the inside. You know, I look in the mirror every day and like, I love the person that's looking back, I love the body that I have. And why is that? It's because, you know, my blueprint is matched with who I am looking at, and that's just, you can't put a price on that. It's so totally amazing. Now, if you know anything about me personally, I'm this person who is a great admirer and aspirer to coaching and mentoring. I have had coaches in the past and mentors, and certainly if you look at anyone who's successful in any walk of life, they've all had mentors and coaches, because you know, you can't develop as a person in any specific field, whether it's running, whether it's publicly speaking, certainly, whether it's, you know, investing in stocks and shares, whatever it is, you're going to need at some point in that process of learning to do that some expert opinion. You know, there's no point in reinventing the wheel. You don't have to, because of the people who've been there and have had success in the field that you want to achieve something in, whether it's, you know, living your truth like I am or whatever. But one of the greats in the field of self-help and motivation is a chap called Les Brown. He's famous all over the world. And one of his most famous quotes or affirmation is that I use every day is, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started in order to be great. I'll say it again. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started in order to be great. Now, what the hell does that mean? And it basically means that, you know, if I want to use a story, you know, when you first start to learn to ride a bike, or when you first learning to drive a car, anyone who's out there who's learned to drive a car, you don't just get in the first time you have a lesson with the instructor and then drive it perfectly and then you're able to pass your test. And it's the same with living your truth. You know, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to get things wrong at the beginning, and that's fine. Like Les Brown says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started in order to be great. You know, 12 years ago, or however long it is ago now, since when I started learning to drive, my first lesson went great. I thought, yeah, I've got this, no problem. Second lesson stalled it as soon as I started. And it was kind of humbling, but also, you know, it made me realize that, you know, I'm going to have to learn this, and it's going to take time. And the same with living your truth. I promise you, it's difficult. It's scary. I understand that. You know, I didn't start transitioning until I was 39 because I didn't believe that I had the strength and the kind of tenacity to get through the difficult times that I was going to have to go through. But I did, you know. I've done it. I moved to Bournemouth in the UK on the south coast, which is like hundreds of miles away from where I used to live. I didn't know anyone. I was starting working in an office with over 1,000 people, and I didn't know anyone, but I did it. I did it because I knew if I didn't, then I would never be truly happy. I would always have those feelings of not being my true self, not being congruent with who I am on the inside. And I know many of the reasons that many of us avoid making any significant change, as well as the need, the human drive for congruency, there is also definitely the human need of belonging. I talked about it in one of my previous training sessions, but we all with fear of being rejected and by our peers, by our family, by our tribe. So therefore we need to be aligned with them. I get what you're going through, because I've been through it myself. But whether it's living as a transgender person, changing career, leaving a relationship you're not loved in or fulfilled, whatever are the changes you're going through, until you're congruent, until you're living the person on the outside that's that you feel on the inside, then you're always going to feel trapped. There's always going to be a part of you that is unhappy, that is yearning for something different. And if you want to live on the outside, stop living on the inside, aligning this with who you are on the inside, sorry. If you want to watch more, you can watch a training video on my YouTube channel. There's also a blog on my website, transcendingwithdlc.co.uk. I've changed it from my name because I want it to be more aligned with all my social media streams. So if you'd search Transcending with DLC on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, you'll find the same results. That's me. Come and link with me, share your stories with me. I'm also doing a limited offer as well for the first 5 people who contact me by email with the subject congruent in the subject line. You can have 10% off your first 3 coaching sessions. So we'll do a 30-minute initial session just to see whether or not we can work with each other. I can do a bit of a background as to what my qualifications are, as well as, you know, what you're looking for help in. And then we'll go through whether or not I can help you. If I can't, great, I'll hopefully be able to signpost you in the right way. But certainly if I can, you can get 10% off your first 3 coaching sessions. But these spaces are limited, and it's the first 5 people only. Once they're gone, they're gone. I want to also thank everyone who's downloaded and shared these podcasts. I'm blown away by the amount of downloads I've had, and certainly on the iTunes podcast for training sessions last week, this podcast was at number 14. I'm absolutely astounded, and I want to thank everyone out there who's listening to this, because you are the people that I'm doing this for. You are the people I want to help, and you are the people I want to make a difference for. So thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing next week's podcast with you. Until then, as I always say, be yourself, no one else. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.